Gebu Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Wamba at the Analog Cafe, Friday, February 19th at 10 p.m. Wamba is a Portland-based band that mixes traditional West African rhythms from Ghana with jazz, funk, and Afrobeat styles. Friday, February 19th, there will be a special two-set performance. The evening starts at 10 p.m. at the Analog Cafe, 720 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Welcome to Veterans. She's having trouble. You're going to be listening to Veterans Voice Radio Show on KBOO 90.7 FM here in Portland and 91.9 FM Hood River in the Columbia River Gorge, plus 104.3 FM Corvallis and the Willamette Valley. Okay. Okay. You can hear the station on the World Wide Web at kboo.fm. And you can also hear our earlier shows can be heard at kboo.fm/veteransvoice. I'm Marvin, and I'm with Angie, as usual.
Good morning.
And we're going to be playing some songs that we used over the last 25 years that we've been on KBOO Radio. KBOO Radio was going on for a long time, and during the first Gulf War, when all of us guys and very few women veterans at that time were all out in the streets. Because I heard about, it was in, I think, November or December of 1990. My brother called me and said, you know, they're going to go to war, Marv. And I said, yeah, I know. And he said, there's going to be a rally down at Pioneer Courthouse Square. I think it was in November or December of 1990. And so I went down there to see what was going on. And there was a rally. I mean, not very big, when it started. It wasn't very big. But, you know, a lot of speakers, there were some speakers, and we met some VVAW AI, Vietnam Veterans Against the War AI, anti-imperialist guys down there. And we talked with them, and we got to meeting with them and stuff. And I looked around, and I could see we can spot each other. Non-vets, we can spot each other. And I looked around, and there were guys who were standing up against the wall, and they were back far away and everything. And it was just this feeling came over us, you know. It was just bringing back all this stuff from our time in the war. And we started all talking together and becoming very, you know, talking about what the war had done to us and what this war was. And it was an illegal war, and they were attacking a country that had done nothing to us. And it just got to be more and more. And as things were going on and the anti-war movement was getting bigger and growing stronger here in Portland, we decided that we were going to really be a part of it, that we were going to let these people know what war was about. And so we were starting to have meetings, and Bill Byers was there, who was on this show until last year when he passed away. And Ted passed away also last year. And Enrico was there. Grant Remington was there. There was so many more, I can't even. Bill Bowes was there. Carol Randall was there. Jerry Craig, she was there. Jerry Gentry was there. Just so many people, veterans were all there, and we all just decided that we really wanted to say something about this war. And I remember I was there, I brought my nephew with me, Travis, with me down to that rally, the first rally I was talking about, and they had some signs, you can make a sign. And so I wrote, no more Vietnams, no more POWs, and no more MIAs, you know? And that's what I really felt about it, and a lot of people felt about it. And so that's what we talked about, you know? We talked about the unjustness of this war, that a lot of people, and we talked about how many Vietnamese, innocent Vietnamese, had been killed in Vietnam, you know? 58,000 Americans had died, but between 2,500,000 and 3 million Vietnamese were killed, you know? That's just the civilians. That's not the military, you know? That was just the civilians. And more bombs were dropped on Vietnam than were ever dropped in World War II. And most of those bombs that were dropped on Vietnam were dropped in the South, which we were supposedly supporting, you know? And so that's what we wanted to talk about. We really wanted to talk about what was happening on that. And so we all came together and did that. And we decided that we weren't ever going to be quiet again. We were going to keep talking and keep talking and keep talking as much as we can. And we went into schools, and John Grushow, you know, helped us get into schools. He's with the War Resisters League. John's with War Resisters Leagues. And we got into the schools, and we talked in the schools a lot. And they're still doing it because Angie does it now. Angie goes to the schools. And so we wanted to do that. And Kabu offered us to come on the radio station and talk about this stuff. So we were coming, we came on the radio station, and we were talking about this war, the first war, Gulf War, and we just kept coming and coming, and they finally said, well, why don't you have your show? Why don't you guys have a show? And so we decided to do that. And so we got together and we sat around and said, well, what do we want to do on this show? You know, and we talked about it, you know, it was anti-war. You know, that was it. That was it. We were anti-war. And so we were dealing with the anti-war part of it. And we decided that was going to be our main push. But before we get going anymore, before I keep rattling on, Angie's got some announcements to make. So sorry, Angie. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Okay. First thing I want to mention, Oregon Tradeswomen Incorporated, they have quarterly meetings, and the title is Support a Network Meeting for Women Who Served and Women Veterans. These quarterly meetings are held at Oregon Trades Incorporated offices. The next one is next Wednesday, February 24th, 6 p.m. to 7:30. Any and all women with military experience, active reserve, or National Guard service who all support women veterans are welcome to attend. This address is 3934 Northeast MLK, and you can probably find some more on their website. Another thing I wanted to announce was last month we had some of the members, writers, director, and also actress of Breaking Rank, which is put on by the Well Arts Institute, Returning Veterans Project, and Wise Counsel and Comfort. Five women share their stories of breaking barriers, overcoming odds, and surviving wars. Well Arts Institute has partnered with Returning Veterans Project and Wise Counsel and Comfort to present Breaking Rank, written by five female service veterans. The play explores the experiences of women who served in the U.S. Armed Forces. Some survived tours of duty and combat zones. Some were subjected to military sexual trauma. All of them share how the experience of living and working in a male-dominated environment shaped their lives then and now. And this play is actually going on now. It started on the 17th, and it's going until the 5th of March. And it is happening on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And for more information, you could probably Google Well Arts, and this is taking place at Milagro Theater, Southeast 6th and Stark.
Milagro, yeah, it's a good one.
And so, lastly, we have Sunday, March 6th. This is from a personal email that was sent to me. Sunday, March 6th, 12:30, 1:45, or 3 p.m. Craniosacral therapy is being offered free to veterans and their family members. Craniosacral therapy is a gentle form of body work that releases restrictions in the craniosacral system to enhance sleep, well-being, and to just decrease symptoms of stress, anxiety, traumatic brain injury, and PTSD, among other benefits. If you would like more information, you can call Patrick 503-298-5213. That's Patrick 503-298-5213. And I did want to say that there is a rally in March on Friday, March 18th. The title is No More U.S. Wars in Iraq and Libya.
Wow.
Unfortunately, we have to make this announcement still.
Yep.
Friday, March 18th, 5 to 6 p.m. March 19th will mark 13 years since the U.S. invasion of Iraq and 5 years since the U.S. bombing of Libya. This is put on by Peace and Justice Works, Iraq Infinity Group, and Portland Peaceful Response Coalition. They will hold a rally in March, Friday, March 18th, 5 p.m., in Pioneer Courthouse Square, marking these two anniversaries while protesting the ongoing policies towards the two countries. This event's title is its purpose, No More U.S. Wars in Iraq and Libya. The war in Iraq has reignited under the guise of fighting ISIS. And the U.S. continues to send advisors and special forces with troops numbering 4,450 in early February. The U.S. has been shopping around the idea of new military intervention in Libya, also because the presence of ISIS prompting Glenn Greenwald to write, one of the few benefits of the NATO bombing of Libya will come back to the machine of endless militarism.
Yep.
It provided a pretext for another new war. It so happens that March 18th also marks 750 weeks since PPRC began its weekly Friday rally in Pioneer Square. So that is one way to participate if you don't agree with what's going on.
Yeah, see, that's the real problem. And that's a really a good thing, because Dan Handelman and those folks have been out in the streets. Women's International League for Peace and Freedom's been out doing it for, oh, man, how many years they've been doing it. So this, you know, this madness that's going on now is just getting worse and worse and worse. And one of the things that we decided as the group that we were going to keep continuing talking about this. And the very first show we had, we started out at KABU. We didn't do live shows. We didn't do live shows. We made tapes, and I still have them in my house. And in our 20th anniversary, we played some. But the what we did, we taped them, and we had Chris Hagen. And Chris Hagen works at PALS, and Chris Hagen was our guy to do that. We would come down here, and we'd make these tapes, and Chris would spend lots of times cutting these tapes and putting them together for us and getting them all ready for the show. And we would call people and interview them over you know, over the telephone and all that, and Chris would put them all together for us. And that's what we did. In our very first show, we had we put it together, and it was 55 minutes, I believe. It was 55 minutes long. And so we had 5 minutes to go, and we didn't think that was too bad with 55 minutes. So it was the day we were going to do our very, very first show of our own, you know, Veterans Voice radio show. And so we came down and we got the tape, and I think I gave it to Kathleen. And for Kathleen was, I think, was going to play it. And so what do you know, when it was time for our show to come on the air, cable went off the air. I think there was something was wrong with, they said that the transmitter up on the hill, something happened to the transmitter. And so, you know, it was off the air, and our show wasn't, that was going to be our very first show, and we weren't going to get to play our first show. And so when they came back up on the air, Kathleen and them decided, well, we're going to play it. And so they played our show, you know, the very first show, you know, and we got, oh, okay, now we know what's going on. And we didn't, you know, why did it go off the air at that time when our first show. And we'll talk more about what happened. And over the years, we've had a lot of songs. We played a lot of different songs on this show, you know, and like the one they just played, War, you know. War, what is it good for? And that was really, really a good one that we always used. And when we had the very second big rally in Portland, and when we just filled Pioneer, the whole city and the state, we filled Pioneer Square, man. It was the biggest rally at Pioneer Square that had. It was just people just all over. We filled the square and the streets and everything, you know, just filled that whole thing against this stinking war they were having. And the guys asked me if I would speak for the group at the rally. So I said, yeah, I guess. And so I did. And I talked about war and what we thought about the war and everything. And it was time to finish. And I said there was a song from the 60s that was called War. What is it good for? And like 15,000 people screamed absolutely nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing up there and these people are screaming absolutely nothing. And so we kind of kept that song. It was just a wonderful song. And we have some more, and I'm going to have play one of their songs for us now. And it says what we are. And do number two. Play number two for us. And it's called Soldiers of Peace. And
soldiers of peace are not fighting the war, are not looking for enemies behind every door, are not looking for people to kill or to maim. Soldiers of peace are just changing the game. Men who were fighting for all of our lives are now fighting for children, for homes and for wives, fighting for the But the soldiers of peace just can't kill anymore. So come on, you warriors who live for the fight. Come listen to somebody. still hear the cries when the people were screaming, losing their lives, when bodies were broken and spirits were torn. But the soldiers of peace do not.
And that's a just a wonderful song that really talks about, you know, how we feel about these wars that are going on. And as a group, we took that stand. We took that stand against it. And we've done a lot of shows. We've done a lot of shows on all kinds of different things. And one of them that we cared really, really, really about was women's veterans issues, and we've done a lot of shows, but you know, there was a lot more to do about women's veterans issues, and women aren't getting taken care of like they should that come out of the military. And I remember one of the things that we did during the right after the Gulf War, which has never ended, it's been a continual war, is that we were asked if we would help test people for some things that they thought was coming out of the Gulf War, these folks being gassed, been gassed and everything. And we said, sure, we'd do it. And Don Mills and Carolyn Mills, myself and my late wife, we got the stuff, and we went out to the National Guard, and we tested people. And we said that we would only test it if we could test the wives and the children, because people were complaining that the problems that these guys and women and men were bringing back from the Gulf were hurting their families too. And we got on the radio on our show, and we put the word out that we were going to be testing for this stuff, and that people that we were going to be at the National Guard, and that we were going to open our office up for people. We gave them the address for people to come out on the radio show, and we were just lots of people came out. And that was the first date I'd had with my wife. I took her out to a National Guard to do a saliva and spit test, you know.
How romantic.
Yeah, a lot of saliva and urine and spit test. That was the first date Lorelle and I'd had. And so we did that, but the word got out because of this radio station. And we've done a lot of stuff, and Angie just brought up something that's really, really horrible. And we've done it on veteran suicides, and we did a lot of shows on veteran suicide. But Angie just told me something she'd found on CNN or something.
Well, it's on CBS and CNN, but this story just came out a couple days ago. VA suicide hotline calls went to voicemail, actually. 1 in 6 calls were redirected to backup centers and then went to voicemail. But veteran suicide, 1 in 5 people who commit suicide in the United States are veterans. And that's one of the reasons why we want to bring these issues to light, is because of situations like this. And now we have too many calls and not enough people staffing the calls. That's really pretty sad.
Yeah, 1 in 5, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of suicides for veterans, you know. And in the veterans community, we don't make up that big of a percentage of the nation.
Well, actually, post 9/11, veterans make up less than 1% of the U.S. population.
Less than 1%?
Less than 1%.
And 1 in 5 are suicide. That's just horrible. Good gosh, mm-hmm. That's amazing. And also, some of the people we've had on the show have been so wonderful. We had Nick Turse, you know, Kill Anything That Moves. We had Howard Zinn talking about his new books. We had so many great authors, you know. And we had veterans that would come in and they would read their poems and their stories and about videos they had made and all this stuff was so amazing. We had kids came from Lincoln High School and read poems from different wars, from the Civil War, from Korea and Vietnam that they had found on the internet. They came and they read those poems over the air, and it was so just so amazing. One of them had a rap song, anti-war rap song that he had made, you know. And I got some of the books, you know. A book is called War is a Racket, and it's by Smedley Butler, who was a general. And Smedley Butler wrote this book saying how war is a crime, how it's only the military is used for profits and all that. And this is back in the 30s, you know. And he won 2 of the highest medals for bravery in the military, you know. Congressional Medals of Honor. He won 2. The right wing tried to get him to get a bunch of soldiers and overthrow FDR, you know, and he wouldn't do it. And then like I was talking about a little earlier, was Nick Turse's book called Killing Anything That Moves. Nick came on the show and he talked about that book about Vietnam. It was about Vietnam and that My Lai, where over 500 innocent civilians were murdered. That wasn't just, you know, an isolated incident. All through the war, there were slaughters of innocent Vietnamese people. Nick talked about it. It's a great book. And then one of the books that really, to me, that I really, really enjoyed, I found the book in Hanoi. When I was in Hanoi, I found a book. It was in English. It was this book I saw, and I thought, man, it was called Brother Enemy, The War After the War, A History of Indochina Since the Fall of Saigon. And it's so interesting, you know, what happened to Vietnam after the fall of Saigon, and about the Cambodians attacking the Vietnamese in the south, and the Vietnamese having to go in to Cambodia to stop them from coming into Vietnam. And then when they did that, the Chinese attacked them from the north. So they had to fight 2 fronts, you know. The war wasn't over for them. And another one is a whole section of books, The Politics of Nonviolent Action by Gene Sharp. And we interviewed Gene, and Gene's pretty old. Gene's really old man now. But his books, The Politics of Nonviolent Action, there's about 4 of them. And they're just amazing books to read. They're very helpful. And any book by Howard Zinn, any book by Howard Zinn, because, you know, Howard was a veteran. He was a war veteran. He was a bombardier in World War II, you know. And Howard Zinn, when he got on this show with us, we were talking and just talking about the wars, you know, we'd been in and stuff. And after the show, he said, that was so amazing. I'm a World War II veteran. Bill was a Korean veteran. And Marv was a Vietnam. 3 anti-war veterans, you know. And it was so wonderful of him. And then, of course, any book by Noam Chomsky. Any book by Noam Chomsky is worth reading. Noam Chomsky is just amazing.
And we shouldn't forget, we had Phyllis Bennis on here as well. And her books are really amazing, too. I've been reading her book about ISIS and how that came about. And, wow, very, very eye-opening and very easy to read.
Oh, yeah. Amazing, amazing, amazing writer. And then the final book, we had one of the authors that wrote one of these books. It's the Bonus Army. And the Bonus Army started right here in Portland. After World War One, the veterans were offered, they were supposed to get bonuses for their participation in World War One, because the veterans came back and they were so far behind everybody else that the government promised that they would give them a bonus to catch up with the rest of the people for fighting in World War One, which was a bloody, useless war that should never have happened. And then the Depression hit, and these guys needed their money. And so it started right here in Portland. The bonus marches started right here in Portland, Oregon, and went all the way back to D.C. And the government wasn't having anything to do with it, man. They just didn't. They wanted these veterans out of there. They didn't want to hear about them, hear what they had to say. They even opened fire. They shot at American veterans. They killed, I think, two of them. And then they burned down where they were living. And it was Eisenhower was one of them. Patton was one of them. And MacArthur was the other one that was in charge of it, that attacked American veterans coming back from World War II. I mean, World War One. And so those are just a couple of the books that we've had over the years, and some of the guests that we had. But I want to song played, and this this one really fits. You know, this is what people thought that we were as Vietnam vets when we came back home. Go ahead and play number seven. Play number seven, and it's called Sam Stone, and it's a pretty interesting song, and she's gonna.
A plastic flag with a gun on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield, and if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on the wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shield so filled with flags I couldn't see, so I ran the car upside to a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
Well, that was Flag Decal by John Prine. And we're going to play Sam Stone here in just a second. But Angie wants to say something.
Yeah, I was hoping that we can open up the phone lines later. After maybe after this song, I'm interested in hearing from veterans, from family members of veterans, or if somebody out there wants to hear about a specific veterans issue, maybe give us a call, 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187.
Yeah, that would be great. So we're going to try and get Sam Stone on this time. So go ahead and get that one going for us, will you please? Let's see if we get it. It looks like I got the numbers messed up when I'm printing this thing out. Go ahead. No. Yeah. So she's going to look. I must have got these because that one is called Gallipoli. And Gallipoli, that song Gallipoli is really, really interesting. Gallipoli was a war that was fought by, it was Turkey during World War One. It was Turkey was fighting against Australians and the New Zealanders. And it was just this horrid, horrid, horrid war. And they were talking, this song talks about the Irish, some Irish that volunteered to go to the war, and it was this family's only son, and how he was killed, and how it just destroyed this whole family. And it's just a really, really a great song. And I wish we had time to play it, because there's a couple really good songs from out of Australia about the war in Vietnam. One of them was I Was Only 19, talking about Vietnam. And then the Gallipoli about World War One. And then there's one called No Man's Land. And it is really a great song. It talks about a young soldier, a British soldier, who gets killed in Europe during World War II, and how he was buried, and it talks about how he was killed, and it talks about how the whole graveyards in Europe are so big and so horrible. And one of the other things that I want to talk about just for a little bit is when we on this show on the show we talked about, we let people know that we were going to do a West Coast seminar on Gulf War Syndrome, and we got people from all over the country to come to that. It was at Portland State University, and it was such a huge amount of people because the Gulf War Syndrome was so destroying people, and so we had this huge thing with all these doctors and everybody, and we got on the radio, we got on KBOO, and we talked about it, and we talked about it, and we talked about it, and that was the biggest symposium on Gulf War Syndrome on the West Coast. And so now we got Sam Stone, and it's another John Prine song. John Prine is a veteran, and it talks about a Vietnam vet, and so we're going to play it, and then we're going to open the phone lines up.
Came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work
when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains, and eased his mind in the hours that he chose, while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life, it lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the GI Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose.
I guess I better just give the
little pitchers have
big ears. You're listening to KBOO 90.7.
Don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
That was Sam Stone. That's also by John Prine. And, you know, that whole rumor got out of there that, you know, Vietnam vets were drug addicts and all of this. And, you know, that's just not true. You know, the media had a whole lot to play with that. I mean, if there was like a rally or the Vietnam vets were at, you know, complaining about something that was being done against us, not complaining, because we knew there was stuff was being done against us. What the media would do, they would go to the guy that was the most different looking, you know, and that's what they always did. They always went to the poor guy that was having so much trouble, you know, and everybody thought that all Vietnam vets were drug addicts and shouldn't be trusted and all that. That was never true. And so, you know, it's a good song. I like the song. I mean, Vietnam vets are not, we're good people. We've always been good people, you know. And so we got one caller right now. And so welcome.
Hello?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I got a, one of my body problems is I have a hearing loss and no hearing aid, so I don't know whether you can bear with me or not. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, my name is Joanne. I used to be a friend of Yvonne's and Pat Hollingsworth, who were activists against war and for activists for peace.
Yeah, they were good friends. They're good friends of mine.
Huh?
They're good friends of mine.
Yeah, well,
they're part of WILF.
Yeah, okay, I want to continue. I was in the Army 1958 to 61.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm dealing with is a lot of history. I've been living in public housing here in Portland for a long time, and then they privatize it. Well, here's what's been happening very briefly to me. I don't think the VA want to help me because they got too much bad stuff to deal with and other vets. But anyway, I'm going to put it out. Anyway, there's a campaign to, I guess, people connected to people in here don't like the things I had on my door about being against war and for peace and criticizing other hot issues. So they created this phony lies about me and, you know, threatened me with eviction.
Mm.
And I haven't gotten any, I even went to Biden's office about it, and I haven't gotten any, they said, they got back and said, oh, they're going to work with you. You know, it's a bunch of,
yes,
I know. So I imagine since my situation is so not as charged as the other people, you want to help. But I want to get it out there
okay.
on the air.
Thank you.
I'm not going to get no justice.
Oh, you might.
Yeah, well, thanks a
lot. Okay. Listening. Oh, thank you for calling. And I, you know, I didn't know she'd been in the Army. She used to call in a lot. I didn't know she had been in the Army. I had no idea that she had been in the Army. That's amazing. And so if you want to give us a call, give us a call at 503-231-8187. If you have an idea for a show or you want to talk about your military service. So, but I want... there's one more song, and I want to play this song for Arlene. Arlene Edwards, she was our friend. She was on the show for a while as one of the MCs, and she got pretty sick. And she was a nurse in Vietnam, and she wrote a nice book. And it's the second to the last one. The second to the last one on the tape. It's called "The Girl Next Door," and I want to see if we got that. If I got that one right, like, can you? That's it. Okay, this is for Arlene. They sent her off to war and showed her death and pain. And the girl next door will never be the same. Guarding her patience with a 45. Checking the wounded to make sure they're alive. By day she's in fatigues and at night she's in a dress. She's everybody's savior. Yeah, that's the girl next door, Army combat nurse. And another good friend of ours was also a nurse in Vietnam, Colleen Helmstetter. Colleen spent her time in Vietnam in Quy Nhon and over on the coast in the central part of Vietnam. And she was also a nurse and a very good friend of this radio show and to this radio station. And she's such a wonderful person. And one of the things that we've had on the show also, we talked to, you know, we had Mike Hasty on, and Mike was a medic in Vietnam, and we protected our medics in Vietnam. Our medics, we protected them. My cousin Bill Simpson, he was a medic in Vietnam too. And one of the things that were so important is that you know, they took care of us when we got shot up, and so we protected those guys a lot. And those and helicopter pilots, the medevac pilots that would come in and take us out, you know, if we got wounded or things, and any of the, you know, anything that had to do with medical thing, you know, taking care of us was so important. And that's what we wanted, you know, so we wanted them. And I'm gonna play one more song here, and I hope I get the right number. Okay. We did 6, 7, 8. Go to number 9. She's going to play number 9. I want this song is just tells what war is about. And that's the whole thing that this show is about, is anti-war. Anti-war, anti-war, anti-war. And the whole face of war, the crazy madness of war, you know? Anybody that's ever been in a war never sees the world the way it was before. It's completely different. Your whole outlook on life is completely different. You come home and the things that you thought were important before, they're not important anymore. You know, your whole life has changed, and you know, that's what the veterans hospitals are for, is to, you know, take care of us. And like Angie was saying, you know, they let us down a lot. You know, the stuff they do is really good, but a lot of the stuff, they let us down. And so we just need to do that. We, you know, such a small part of the population is veterans. And so we need to really deal with this and on a different thing. And all you veterans out there, if you haven't filed a claim with the VA, you need to really do that, because they promise to take care of us. They promise to take care of us. And if you have any problem, if you have PTSD or anything that happened to you during the service, you know, you have a right to be taken care of. You know, medical, psychological, financial, that's their job. They promised it. If they're going to continue to send people to these wars, they should darn well take care of us when we come home. And so that's another thing that we want to talk about. But we don't have much time left, and the show's gone so fast. And we, you know, I really want to thank everybody out there, you know, that has helped KBOO stay on the air, because KBOO is so important to us, you know, with what's going on in the world today. You know, it's our 25th birthday, but KBOO's been here a lot longer than that, you know. And if you're not a member of KBOO, you can go on to kboo.fm, and right up on the right-hand corner is a tip jar. You can just click on that, and you can join KBOO, and we'll just keep this whole thing going, you know. And you can have more shows like Veterans Voice and a lot of the other great shows that KBOO has. And maybe you have an idea for another one. We'll just play, you know, we'll have another one. Have a different, you know, show. Angie and I were just talking about, there's a whole lot of veterans that have been deported after they served in the military because they got in some little trouble with the police or whatever. They've been deported out of the country, and that's not fair, because I remember when I was in the military, they said if you weren't a citizen, and if you came in the military and served in the military, you would get citizenship. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but it hasn't really happened.
No, it's not happened. They kick guys out. Down on the border between San Diego, down on the San Diego Mexico border, there's a whole group of guys that got kicked out of the country. Guys that were wounded, guys who won medals, guys who saved lives, who did their job, that were promised to be taken to be part of the military, and they get kicked out, and women veterans really don't get a fair shake in the military. The sexual trauma is really a problem. I've talked to very few women who had been in the military that hadn't been abused, in the military. Whenever somebody asks me about if their daughter should go in the military, no. I always say no.
I think that last month Lana put it in a really good way. Would you let your daughter get into a car full of guys and drive off?
Yep, that's a good one.
It's kind of like that.
Yep. Well, we'll be back next month. I want to play a real long song as we go out. So you're listening to Veterans Voice Radio Show on KBOO 90.7 FM here in Portland. And so we're going to play this song. We only got 4 minutes. And we'll be back March 18th at 9 a.m. here on KBOO 90.7 FM. And I want to go out with this song. And it talks about war. And it is... Just listen to it, and there it is.
Mum and Dad and Denny saw the passing out parade at Puckapunyal. It was a long march from cadets. The 6th Battalion was the next to turn. It was me who drew the card. We did Canungra and Shoalwater before we left. And Townsville lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay. This clipping from the paper shows us young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and greens. God help me. I was only 19. From Buntow riding Chinooks to the dust at Newey Dat, I'd been in and out of choppers now for months. And we made our tents a home, VB and pin-ups on the lockers, and an Asian orange sunset through the scrub. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? And night time's just a jungle dark and a barking M16. And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. I was only 19. A 4-week operation. And each step could mean your last one on two legs. It was a war within yourself. But you wouldn't let your mates down till they had you dusted off. So you closed your eyes and thought about something else. And then someone yelled out, contact! And the bloke behind me swore. We hooked in there for hours, then a God almighty roar. Frankie kicked a mine the day that mankind kicked the moon. God help me. He was going home in June.
Thank you. KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Pan-African Film Series hosted by the All African People's Revolutionary Party. The film this month is The Fall of Libya, showing Wednesday, February 24th at 6 p.m. at the Portland State University Smith Memorial Student Union in Room 329. The Fall of Libya is a short documentary of the role of imperialism played violently and illegally overthrowing the democratically elected Libyan government in 2011. Again, that's The Fall of Libya, Wednesday, February 24th at 6 p.m. at the Smith Memorial Student Union in Room 329 at Portland State University, 1825 Southwest Broadway in Portland. Again, that is 1825 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
On February 20th, from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., Grassroot News will honor the memory, legacy, and life of Malcolm X. Join us for the music, the memory, and the deconstruction of Malcolm's political career, his split from the Nation of Islam, and the course of actions that led to his assassination